בזמן החזל was a sakonef, he didn't wash him before and afterwards. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Nishtanu HaTeva, the Teva changed. That today, Azazdos, we're not noy, we don't bedafka wash the Mokam HaMilom, give him a bath before or afterwards. But was Mokam HaMishnah, Mokam HaGemara was a sakona. So, what? Because not Machitzim though. They don't do it afterwards though. Machitzim is Sakotim, Bein Lefnei HaMilom, Bein Liachra HaMilom. Or Mezalfen Olav, how do you wash him? Mezalfen Olav means you just spritz on him. Biyad, with your hand, Avolai Bekli. You shouldn't use the kli. Reb Loza ben Azaya Weimer Machitza Nesakotim B'yom Ashlishi. You're allowed to wash him on B'yom Ashlishi Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. Even though it's not the Yom HaMila, it's after the Mila, the third day you could wash him also. Shenema the Posik says, Vayhi B'yom Ashlishi B'yosim Koyavim. Came the third day, they're very weak. So Mashman, the third day is a mokum sakonim. So if you don't wash the kid on the third day after the milah, it's a mokum sakonim. So the third day comes out on Shabbos, it's mutter to wash him on Shabbos. So Rashi, mezalfen olav esachamin. How do you give him the bath, lechura, wash him? Mezalfen, just spritz the water on him. Biyad, it's Rashi, ablai b'kli. Well, the Gemara Paul, the Gemara gets kasha, who to steer in the Mishnah. Well, I'm with Reisha Machitzen. First, the Mishnah says, Machitzen Mashmir, you'll have to wash him. The Mashmir Kedarkoi. Not only can't you wash him, but even spritzing the water on him, you have to do bishinui, the kli aser, with a kli it's aser, just with your hands. It's a theory from the ratio to the cipher. So tomorrow we ask it. Vaita, Mishnah Sofik. Let's say you have a kid's a Sofik, is Rashi going Sofik ben Ches Chadoshim, Sofik ben Tes, to Kevin Biyama, Vyem Los of Echa Shabbos. We have a kid, you're a Sofik, if he's an 8-month baby or a 9-month baby. So right now it's a Sofik Nefil, so mainly not allowed to be Deicha Shabbos. If the 8th day, the Mila should come out on Shabbos, the 8th day comes on Shabbos, you can't make the Mila. For Yandrugnis, Andrugnis means he has both Simonim. He has a Simon of a Zohar, he has a Gid to make the Mila, but he also has a Simon of an Isha. That's an Andrugnis. Is Ein Mechal and Olav is a Shabbos. Even though you make a Mila on the Misofik, but it's not a Vada Mila, it's not Deicha Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday. If you have Yehuda Mate be Andrugnus, if Yehuda does know, and Andrugnus you can also make a Mila to be Deicha Shabbos, even though he has two Simonim, but about Lamaisa, since he has a Gid, he has the Orla, it blinds like a Vade Mila, it's Deicha Shabbos. I will see in the Gemara why. We'll see later. It says in the Reish for the Gemara, Machitzen, there's a Kash, the Reish says you're allowed to wash the Tinnik, Mashma regularly. And so how come later it says, then it says, Dafka Mizalfan Ola Biyad, for Amrit Reisha Machitzen. And the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabba Baravua, the Amrit Tavar, they both say, Kate Satoni, what's Chanel Mishnah? Like the Mishnah is explaining, the Sefer, the middle part is explaining the Reisha. Kate Satoni Machitzen Esakotin, Ben Lefne Amila, Ben Liacha Amila. What's Chan the Reisha when it says you're allowed to wash the kid? How are you allowed to wash him? Kate Sat? Is Mazalfan Alubiyat, the Mishnah explains itself right away. It's no stira. It's explaining itself. Don't think Machitza means you're allowed to wash him regularly with a kli. Pour hot water over him or put him into a bath. No. You have to spritz the water over him with biyad. You have to do a shinui. Avalay the kli, but you're not allowed to do the kli. Trashi Ketze Katoni. Machitza the Reisha lav kedakayu. Even the Reisha doesn't mean you're allowed to wash him regularly. The Tony safe from the Prusha Ketze and Machitza. They're going to Zalaf biyad. Even the first day. Omar Rava, the Rava doesn't like this teretz, for Machitza Ketoni. Nay, the Mishnah's Mashma, Machitza Mashma, you could wash him regularly. A regular wash is mutter on Shabbos. Elo Omar Rava, Hoch Ketoni, this is the Pshaw from the Mishnah. Machitza Nesakotim, Ben Lefnei Mila, Ben Liachra Mila, B'yom Rishon, Kedarkli. The first day, as you make the Mila on Shabbos, Avad, you're allowed to wash him regularly before and after the Mila. Uviyoy Mashlishi Shechal Yif B'Shabbos. What about the third day from the Mila? If the third day comes out on Shabbos, then the Mishnah says, Dafka Mizalfan Olav Biyad Avlei Bekli. Hey, it's the third day after the Mila, it's not such a big sakonim, so then it's only mutter to do it with a shinui. Then it's only Mizalfan spritz the water, but not with the Kli, not put him in the bath. Reb Loza ben Azaya, why met name? Machitza Nesakotim Biyam Ashlish Shchalias B'Shabbos. Loza ben Azaya is matter to do a Machitza Kedarkai. He feels the third day is just like the first day. Just like the first day, let her wash him regularly. Who adin on the third day? It's also mutter. That's pshat the Mishnah. Shenemar Rav Lezer has a posik. V'yi b'yom hashlishi b'yosim koyvim. Came the third day. The anshei Shchem by the Chamor and Shchem that they were weak. So you see, the third day is the lokum sakona. That's why it's mutter to wash him on the third day. This is Rav's pshat. But the Maratanika was the Rava. I'll bring a raya to Rava's pshat. That word says Kloa Machitzen Akotern Ben Lufnei Mila Ben Liakre Mila B'Yom Rishon Kedarkli. Says Kloa. Then you make Mila on Yom Shabbos. Yom Shemini comes out on Shabbos. You allow to wash the tinnik Kedarka, put him in the bath before the meal and after the Mila. But V'Yom Ashlishi, the third day, Shechalius B'Shabbos Mizalfen Olu B'Yad. Then it's only mutter to do it with a shinui to spritz the water on top of the kid. We have Loza Ben Azayi Weimen. No, Machitzen Akotern B'Yom Ashlishi Shechalius B'Shabbos. It's not a chlor posik, but a koponim is a zechel dover. Shenema, the posik says, yeah. So that's pshat the claw like Rava, that it's the Tanakama holds the third day, it's only mizalfin, you can only spritz the water on him. And Blazeb and Azai else know the third day is just like the first day, you can make a regular rechitza. So tomorrow, kishay mizalfin, now when you spritz the water, the hot water on the tinnik, ain mizalfin loy bekois. And now let us spritz and use the kais. We'll lay the car and now with a plate. We'll lay the kli and now with a kli. Hey, the kais means a cup and not a plate and not a kli. Ela biyad. You have to do a shinui and just spritz the water with your hand on the tinnik. Yeah. Is that the Gemara is also in the Tanakama. This goes according to the Tanakama. A Tanakama that says on the third day you're going to do it with a shinui. This is the pshat from the shinui. You have to bavka use your hands. Yeah. Now the Gemara, my apple pisha and rye ledover. What's pshat according to Reb Lez? It's not a chloraya. Over the zechel dover, why isn't it a clear raya? The chura, it's a clear raya. It says the third day they're very weak, and the gemara maybe there's no raya. Thereby the ma'aser shchem mishum the godol loisolak bisra here. There the ma'aser was there were older people. The sons of the achim there, the Yaakov's sons told the bnei shchem that you have to make the milu. Then we'll look to marriage with you. So who made the milu there? The old people of shchem. So old people, it doesn't heal up so fast. The third day there, they're weak. Well, maybe cotton, solid by visra. Here, but here you want to bring your rye. If you make a meal on the eighth day, comes out on Wednesday, so you want on Thursday, comes out on Thursday. So you want to say the third day is Shabbos. It should be muta to be the Shabbos. Maybe there's no rye. On a tinnik, since he heals up very fast, maybe the third day is no musakona. So it's not 100% rye, it's only zechle dover. That the third day you still have pain, you still be makam sakona. So the marahudi yosla kai me the rubber. Someone came in front of rubber. So Rav passed like his halacha, that he held that if you make a mila on Shabbos itself, it's muta to wash the tinnik kedarkoi. Ben lefnei mila, ben liachra mila. He's not like the first one, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Avuha said. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Avuha said, Pshan, the Mishnah is, it's only muta bezilif. And the Mishnah is explaining what it means machitzen. Rav said, no, Rav said lekula. The Reisha, you're allowed to wash the tinnik b'yoyim ha-mila on Shabbos kedarkoi. So ma'isa happened where they're about to make a bris milah on Shabbos. Rava paskin, you're allowed to wash the tinnik kedarkoi, put him in the bath before the milah, and then put him again afterwards. So ma'isa happened was ichlash Rava. Right after he paskin, Rava got sick. So Omar, so Rava felt bad. Rava thought evshi paskin ruam, and that's why he got sick right now. So Omar, he said, Ano bahadir tagim no desabi lomeli. What do I have to get myself into trouble for to argue on these sabi, these old tamidim? He's this Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Avuha. So he felt a little bit bad about his psak. Omalei Rabbanon, the Rabbanon told to Rava, no. Omalei Rabbanon, the Rava, V'atanya kavosei, don't feel bad. There's nothing a Brisa learns like you. Like your psak is emes. The kavosei demar. Omalehu, mas nisen nobe kivasayu deka. Rava still felt bad. Because he still said, our Mishnah is still a ksas raya to them. For now, Mishnah, it's a raya machitzen doesn't mean mamish kedarkoi. Mimai, what's the raya? Me, the comment. Since now Mishnah says, Reb Lezer ben Azayi Oimer, machitzen es hakotin, b'yoyim ha-shlishi, shechal liyosh b'shabes. Reb Lezer ben Azayi is the one that says, on the third day, if you made the Mila on Thursday, so Shabbos is the third day for the Mila, you're also allowed to wash the tinnik. He says, loshin machitzen es hakotin, b'yoyim ha-shlishi, shechal liyosh b'shabes. Now, Iyam mit Vishleima, Tanakana mizalfin komar. The Tanakana means even on the first day, like the Yehuda learns, even the first day, it's only muta to be mizalef, to spritz the water on the tinnik. Haino the komalei Reb Lezer ben Azayi, marchitzen. That's what Reb Lezer ben Azayi dinsach. It says, no, I hold this marchitzen. The third day, imestam hua did he dinsach on the first day, and says it's emes marchitzen. Eli Yarmut. But if you want to say the way Rebbe learns, that Tanakama machitzen b'yamarishin komar. A Tanakama is also maskim. The first day, you allow the mamish to wash the tinnik kedarkoi. If you make the milah on Shabbos, it's mutter. O mezalfin, when does the Tanakama say that mezalzilif? That's only b'yom ha-shlishi. only on the third day. If you made the milu on Thursday, then on Thursday, on Shabbos, which is the third day, it's a lot of washing, then it's only bezilu. Abizoi, hi Reb Loza ben Azayu Aymer. Machitzin, why does Reb Loza ben Azayu just say Loshin? He yells Machitzin, af Machitzin mi boilei. He should have said Loshin af Machitzin. But Reb Loza says, just like you say on the first day, you're allowed to wash the tinnik, I yell two adin on the third day, you're also allowed to wash the tinnik. So if Reb Loza is just dingizich on the third day, but on the first day, everybody's masking to do a regular machitza, it's a bad lashon. He should have said a lashon af machitza mi boyle. So mele rabba like at charot the white paskin, mashma locha should be like a Yehuda. So the more of a kiyosu ravdini, amr rebeloza, halacha krebeloza ben azaya. Halacha krebeloza ben azaya. That even the third day, you're allowed to be machitza regular. So there's no dinazilif at all. The first day and the third day, you're allowed to wash the tinnik kadarkli. Heavy by my rov. So my rov they asked the shayla. That the mayan this halacha. Ha'achotzes kal gufay. That's what the Mishnah says. You're allowed to wash the cotton. Does it mean you give him 100% bath all over his body? Or ya'achotzes mila. Or it just means you're allowed to wash off the makam amila. That was the shayla. Or meluhum rabbanon for Rabbi Yaakov Shemei. The Rabbi Yaakov said over mistavro ha'achotzes kal gufay. So mistavro you're allowed to wash the whole body. Mistavro you can wash his whole body here. What's the raya? Because if you say it's only muta to wash the makam amilo, mi goro mi chamin agavi maka, is it worse than stam putting hot water agavi maka? There's a locha. In a locha, you're not allowed to take a bath in hot water on Shabbos. You can't be marches kol gufoy, but just part of yod of raglev you're allowed to. Or then if you have a maka, you're allowed to pour hot water over it. It's not making a refuah. Refuah is awesome. But stop pouring hot water is not a refuah, it's just cleaning it. You're allowed to pour hot water on a maka. So what's the chiddush? You can pour hot water on the maka mamila. Chiddush, you can pour hot water there. Like, what's the chiddush? You're mi gara mi cham lagavi maka. The yom harav, ein moinin chamin v'shemem lagavi maka v'shabbos. Somebody has a wound on Shabbos, his lot is shmir oil, but even in the middle of the weekday, people shmir oil. It's not mukh, it's mishum refuah. It's down the shame tainu, and hot water also you could pour over it. So the zayf shitta you could do in the Mishnah. So back when the Mishnah says a chiddush, you could be marcus, wash the tinnik, misana means you could wash the whole tinnik. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef, for loy shanuloch, no, I tell you it's a big chilik. For loy shanuloch, bein cham and shuchmu mishabbos, lecham and shuchmu meres Shabbos. Depends when do we heat up this water. If you have hot water from before Shabbos, that's true. Then on Shabbos, you're allowed to take that hot water. Ashtons, you could wash part of Yod of Raglev. And then you could wash your mokum, a makkah. If you have a makkah, you could wash it. But what about chamah that was hukmah on Shabbos? That heat up the water on Shabbos. Water that was heated up on Shabbos, you can't use at all. It's also to put on the makkah. So maybe that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. If you don't have any hot water, you're allowed to cook up the hot water now to make a chitza and to wash it. So why there's a chiddush in the Mishnah that even washing the makam amila is a chiddush that's muta. Maskelar Rav Dimi, umimai dohochi becham and shukum b'Shabbos. What's the raya that our Mishnah is talking about the hot water was cooked on Shabbos pligi? Dilma becham and shukum b'eres Shabbos pligi. Maybe the Mishnah's whole machleik is only hot water that was cooked from before Shabbos. Senach Nami, then you'll have to learn the chiddush in the Mishnah is that you can wash the whole goof of the tinnik. But me'enichnami, maybe if the water was heated up on Shabbos, you can't use it. The Mishnah is only matter to give a bath on the whole tinnik if the water was heated up Erev Shabbos. So with them sheet to the chura, it has to be talking about the whole body and not just the makom amila. I wanted to give you a teretz. Of the kodim v'shanuay Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef came and chap miyoy said the teretz first. The Mishnah says klar the reason why it's machitzin because it said this is sakana. It says. Where does it say this like this? The Mishnah doesn't say it. It says in the Braisa. But some of the Braisa says something. The Kopra says something. The Sakon Huloi. So the reason why you let her make the hot water, of course, it's a Sakona. So if it's a Sakona, it's the Fosha Savad. You let her warm up the water on Shabbos also. Itmanami, Kiyosi Rav Nam Ravu Am Rav Loza, Kuyamalo Am Ravu Am Rav Yechinen, Halacha Rav Loza Ben Azayah. We pass on Rav Loza Ben Azayah that even on the third day, you're also allowed to wash him, wash the tinnik. Bein Becham and Shukma B'Shabbos, whether the water was heated up on Shabbos itself, Bein Becham and Shukma B'Yerah Shabbos, where the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Bein achotzes kogufoi, where the washing the whole goof. Bein achotzes milo, where the just washing the makom milo. Why? Mifnei shesakon hiloi. This is the price that says it here. It says it here. Mifnei shesakon hiloi. Since it's a sakona for the kid not to be washed, mainly you're allowed to use the hot water that was heated up today. And enechnami is mutter to wash the whole body also. Like we said, but lamais alalocha, we don't hold like this. Halacha we hold this nishtano at hevel that today it's not a sakon if you don't wash the tinnik. So mele we're not know to wash the tinnik on Shabbos. By the gufa, Omer Rav, ein moinein chamin v'shemem yagabi makim Shabbos. If you have a wound on Shabbos, you're allowed to put hot water and put shemen on top of the makim. Ushmu lama, noisein chutz l'makim. No, you're only allowed to put the shemen outside above the makim. V'shoyses v'yer with the makim. It'll go down by itself to the makim. But putting it direct on top of the makim, yo, that's also, it's mechzel like doing refuah. Meisvei, ein noisein shemen v'chamen agabi moich. You can't put shemen and chamen on top of cloth. Moich is like cotton. Litin agabi makim b'shabbos. So you see, it's also to put the hot water on the makim. And the Gemara nein hosim mishum schito. They were talking about a cotton. Havad, you can't put hot water in the cotton. Because when you take the cotton and put it onto your makom, you're going to be over here to schito. But just to put the hot water directly on the makom, that's mutter. Toshima, ein leistin chamin v'shemen agabi moich. Shagabi makom, the same thing, if you have cotton on top of the makom already, you can't pour hot water on top of it with Shabbos. So here you see you can't put hot water, and more on the same territory. So also nami, mishum schita. So yes, it is, because since you have cotton, and the water is going into the cotton, it's a shalom come to be squeezed out the water. Tani kabos b'shmuel. Ein noistin chamin b'shemen agabi makeh b'shabis. Avo noistin chutz l'makeh b'shoysis v'yer with the makeh. You're not allowed to put it directly on top of the makeh. That's like a niro, like a refuah. But the eitzvah is to put it on top, and then a shoysa comes down into it. Tana rabbonin. Noistin agabi makeh moich yovish. If you have a wound, you're allowed to put moich yovish, dried out cotton, or svug yovish, a dried out svug, a dried out sponge. Avoloi gam yovish, but not a dry leaf, because that's why it says refuah. Avoloi kesisin yovishim, and not dried out shmatis. Dried out shmatis, why it says dried out the godin, is also refuah. So refuah you can't do on Shabbos. For the more kasha kesisin akesisin, before smash we could use kesisin. Lakasha, for becharata yovatiki, new ones it's also because it's mrapa, it heals you. Old ones are mutter. Om rabbi shmamina hani ksisimasi. Meatzrayv, you put shmatis on a makir, it's taka refuah. And to do a refuah is taka also on Shabbos. The maestro, we don't have these things today. We don't. Our shmatis mestama is not a refuah today. So mele, if you have a wound, avad, you'll have to put a bandit on top of the wound, because since the bandit itself doesn't heal it. It just stops it from bleeding, that's mutum. But you want to take a cloth and put it on top of it, avada be mutum. But our cloth, l'maisa, is not the refuah. It's not nechtik refuah, so avada be mutum. We finish with kemeya. Yeah. Chavo. Nemon loyme haroifa alatzma ishu mumcha. A roifa doctor that made these charms that has a kemeya, has kukim in it, he's never to say that it's a mumcha. It was used already 3 times and proven that it heals. By the Chazayin. Yoitzin v'beitza sachargul. You're allowed to walk out with a beitza, a grasshopper's, a chargul, a type of a grasshopper, his beitza. By the says you wear it out around you, it's also a type of a kemeya. Like they held in the Gemara's time, that was refuah. Uvishen shel shul. But then you have the tooth of a fox. It's hanging on a necklace. You're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Well, the Mesamer HaTzolot, they have these Gemaras, who are in the nail of a Kurasamer, crucified by him, is Bein B'chol Bein Meshabbos. You're allowed to walk out with these things hanging on your body, even B'chol, it's Mutan, even on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush B'chol? V'yein B'mishrom Daki Yamuri. It's not a shayla stam you believe in superstition in the Goyim. Because what's the hezbah? V'chein B'chol Dov Shuhu Mishrom Refuah. Anything that's proven that does heal, like a kemeya or these lachash or wearing these things, since it was proven that it heals you, there's no way to mishum daki emuri. That's mutter. As you're doing it because the doctor says it's refuah. Avle moisa maisa. But if you do some modern thing, via nika by mishum refuah, it's not nika, it's being done mishum refuah, it's taka also mishum daki emuri. It's also to do modern things mishum daki emuri. Avle kol lachash mutter. But any type of a kemeya, any type of sukim you have, it's mutter to wear. Because it's we know already that a lachash is a refuah. So that's what nika ka refuah. It's only also to wear a kemeya if it was tested already a few times and it didn't heal.
So we know cloth, this kameya doesn't heal you. So what are you wearing it for? Only mishum darke mari, that's awesome. Some people are machon every kameya. Shayna mumcha mishum darke mari. Any kameya that wasn't tested out three times, you're not allowed to wear it yet. Because if you're shalom from darke mari, that's a shrei halacha, but that's not gaya. Right, the chofchetz. Mishiyeshle makir a piece of ragli. Somebody has a wound on the bottom, the heel of his foot. The kosher all of matbeya. This is the gemara we had. You're allowed to tie a coin around your foot, lohogain, to protect it, shloy noge paraglov, that your wound should not get hurt, shouldn't hit anything. The gam hu merapa. So mechabalekti nachavot. And also you should know that this coin heals you. Mutalotis boy. Then you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because we had before, anything that's healing the body is called a pashut for you, and it's like bottle to the goof. Here the Morgan Avram Tiger says, Memalif, the Gamu Marapa Mashma, the Amena Marapa, here it's Mashma. Here the Morgan Avram says, the Gamu Marapa Mashma, the Amena Marapa, if it doesn't heal you, Elishoisa Kadesh Layinagay Osir. If you're putting something on your body just to protect it, that it shouldn't get hurt, that's also to wear it. It's only mutter to wear something on your body if it heals you. That's the mashma from the Mechaber here. And Hu Adil, we had the same thing before, in Chav Days we had, about wearing a band-aid. Here it said, you're allowed to wear a band-aid, or Meshich HaMak Lotis Boy, Techivon She'ena Merapim, since they heal you, have a, Techivon She'ena Merapim, have a Masli. Since it's something that doesn't heal you, then it blinds like a Masli. Mashma, though, have to wear something around your body is because it heals you. Something that heals you is called a tachshit, it's mutum. But Mamaisa, the Mishnah brings down that the gro is mechulik here, and he says, lav dafka is merapa. Anything you put on your body to protect you from tsar, just you have a wound, you're afraid they'll hit something, and they'll start opening up, and start bleeding, to protect you from tsar, is also butter to the goof, and it's mutum to wear. It's not to me a personal band-aid. But for the Lechura, Parshat Lashon HaMechaber, it'd be also to wear a band-aid. Because our band-aid is not merapa, doesn't heal you. It's only there to protect it, that something shouldn't hit the wound to open up again. It's only to take away the tsar. But still, the Mishnah Berurah says, Allah, we pass the note. If you wear something that's just to protect you from tsar, that's also mutter. Lav dafka has to be merapa you. So here's this coin. If you have a wound on your foot, and you want to wrap a coin around it, today that you shouldn't be b'tzar, you shouldn't hit something, that's also mutter. Right, the chof says, Hayoytzei b'talas mukafelis. Somebody goes with a talus that's folded up. Al ksef, I fold it up on the shoulders. Tahainu shalacha shenosba roish, after you put your talus on your head. Magbiya shaleh, you pick up the bottom. Al ksef, I mamash on top of your shoulders. It's chayev chatis. If you walk out with that on Shabbos, b'shus rabin, it's chayev chatis. Since it's not a derech malbush, nobody wears it that way, it's called a masli. We don't have it fold up on top of your shoulders. Like our talis, it's the width is going downwards. Lamata mikseif, it goes down, it's like starts off on your head or your shoulders and it goes downwards. Then shori, then you're allowed to pick up the bottom part a little bit. Shemacha shumisata b'talisei. Since lamaisa you're wearing your talis normally, or mischasa b'kseifei b'gufoi. Your goof is covered up and your shoulders are covered up with it. Even though you want to pick the bottom up a little bit, milmata, still it's mutter. Because that's still called the derech malbush. Since the ikur, the beggar, is on you, it's mutter to pick up the bottom a little bit. The alpiz there, according to this, mutter is tatir patalisa etaka saglima. You'll have to put your talus godel on underneath your jacket, or lavila beta kinesis. Even though you don't want the bottom of the jacket mama to be sticking out, you want to pick it up a little bit, that's mutter. Since the ikur of the beggar is on you, the bottom piece you're allowed to pick up a little bit, that's mutter. It's only yosser if you fold the whole beggar mama's kumat on top of your shoulders. But once it's on roof of your goof, it's down the body halfway, it's allowed to pick up the bottom part, that's mutter. We'll soon see more about this. Who else then if you have a jacket or if you have your pants, and you don't want your pants to touch the floor, you're allowed to hold your pants up a little bit. Since we're wearing our pants as a derech malbush, the fact you pick it up a little bit, that's mutter. Fight the lambit, we'll soon see. Mutter lo tes b'shus rabim b'talis sovav hatzava. So go to the sefira. Here it says, you're allowed to walk out b'shus rabim a talis that's just around your neck. So the Magen Avraham says, it's talking about, shenogu lo tes kein, afil b'b'tayim. It's talking about the minig walls like a scarf, that people wear a scarf even in the house. So if that's the way you wear the scarf, it's mutter to walk out b'shus rabim also. Whereas this talis here means like a scarf. If it's a minute to wear a scarf in the middle of the week, you wear it on your house, but what did you walk out with it on Shabbos, even though it's only around your neck? But that's the derech of wearing it. The halacha before was a talis. The way we wear a talis is it's down on your back, it's not just around your neck. So to wear it just around your neck, that's not a derech malbish, that's called a maaseh asasa. Afal pi shemniach tzad yemin ha'ksefer shel shmuel, you're still a smush. The derech loyse kach, since it's a derech to wear it this way, but have a yellow list noyes v'shori. It's a derech to look nice, that's why you wear the scarf. It's a male smush to walk out with the scarf, because it looks nice, it's a malbish. Laman alam. Ha'yoytse mutif v'talisei. Somebody's walking out with his talis on Shabbos. The koifloy. And he folds it up a little bit, mekan o mekan biyodoy, on his hands. Or you have to say, also on his shoulders. And the chur, you're picking it up a little bit. It sounds like this. In nischavin likpoit ksefoin, kedei chelo yikra. If the reason why you're picking it up a little bit on your shoulders is kedei it shouldn't rip. Or kedei chelo yislachachu, or kedei that the bottom part of your talis should not get dirty, then it's usur. If you're like picking up the bottom part and holding it in your hand, you're picking it up today that it shouldn't get dirty, that's also to walk out like that, holding it that way. Or the reason why you're holding up the bottom part of your talus in your hand is it looks nice that way. That's the way people walk out with their begodim, they have their long talus, and they pick up the bottom and hold it in the hand. That's their chmalbush, that's takamutu. This is only like our talis. That's a pure, it's just a four-corner beged. Shehoyu yuriyas achis, it's like one big uriah, like our talis, one big cloth. Rubas, a four-cornered. Abu ma'bushim bidam. Ma'ashenken our pants, or our shirts, or our jackets. Shu lovish behem, that our mamash wearing, we're in the pants, we're in the jacket. Momoitzi yodav mitoichen, the hands go through the sleeves. Then muta lipfes ksosim. You're allowed to hold your pants and pick up the pants biyodoy, like biyam. You're allowed to mamish hold your pants up in your hand. Kedei shleis lachachu. That you don't want the bottom of the pants to get dirty. Kedei shleis lachachu shula. That the bottom of your pants should not get dirty. Betit. Or kedei shlo yakvu lelechet. It shouldn't trample over it. You're allowed to pick up the bottom of it. But the pshat is, you're wearing your pants. It's a derech malbush. The fact you pick it up a little bit doesn't make it ois malbush. That's mutter. Then if I'm in the Mogen Avraham said, though, to pick it up a lot, then you should be machmir. But a little bit, picking it up just to make it wearable now, shouldn't have to trample on it, that's mutter. Even if you're holding it in your hand, like you want to pick up your jacket like this, just it shouldn't get dirty, that's mutter to look out like this. Is the Bereish is only talking about a talis though. A talis that you're not mamish in it. It's just wrapped around you, then you shouldn't pick up the bottom part and hold it in your hand. If you it's totally kavonim. If the kavonim is to pick it up to make yourself look nice, that's derech malbush is mutter. If the kavonim is picking it up and holding it, just so it shouldn't get dirty, then it's also. Because it's nechsein, like you're carrying something. Mashenka said a theory before. If you want to wear the talus underneath your jacket, and you want to like pick it up in your jacket and wear it, you're not holding it up in your hand there. That's mutter, because that's a derech malbush. Since the talus is on you and on most of your body, even though the bottom part is like picked up inside your jacket, that's mutter. So the churah from here should come out also. If you walk out with folded up sleeves, the churah should also be mutter to walk out on Shabbos with folded up sleeves. Because it's a derech malbush right now. And all you're doing, you're not holding it, it's just rubbed up. That's the churah, that's this first part of the talus. Just have it picked up. Since the ikka beged you're wearing, there shouldn't be anything wrong with it. To folding it up. Some people want to say fold the things about the part that's folded, it's not part of the beggar anymore, so it's called like he's carrying that part. The Ruv Mir Shrimata that's mutter. Masnat's mutter. Right, Lamed Beit. Ha yoytse bimoyis ha tzrurim loy v'sadina chayis. If you have money wrapped around in a saddle, like in a handkerchief, in a cloth, and you carry it out now, or sadina could even be your shirt, you're wearing your shirt, and you have money wrapped around in the shirt, shno yechayis. The Chiddush here, that's called a derechoy tzor, and yechayis on Shabbos. Hago abu babayis, mutter. But if you want to walk with it like this in your house, it's not this way, so it's mutter. In tzarechloi. Like we'll soon see the next tip. Certain times you're allowed to walk with the money if you need it. Afilu einem tzrurim rak shem in tzarechloi. Afilu einem tzrurim, even though they're not tied up, rak shehem minukovim. Just a coin. Some people learn this is a shalah for muksa. That tamma coin is muksa, not a touch. But if it's in the kovim and has a hole drilled through it, then to right you're going to use this for a charm or in your chain, then it's not muksa, you're allowed to walk around with it in your house. But to walk out with shisarab, that's called a derech etzor in your chayiv. Yalama gimel.